Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Ernie. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was just chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential. Okay, ma'am?
I'm not interested.
So you don't want to help us with the survey?
What is the
it's
survey
not gonna
for?
Take much of your time. Okay, so we're just randomly asking people questions. I know your time is very valuable, but, you know, you're going to help me out a lot if you can help me with the survey tonight. I'm not going to take much of your time. I'm just going to read the questions, and that's it. Is that okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Now, keep in mind that I'm just reading verbatim, okay? Now, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Female, okay. Now, what is the year of your birth? I'm sorry.
1999.
Okay. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
I'm registered to vote.
Okay, thank you. Now, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
Okay, are you Mexican, American, Chicano?
I'm Nicaraguan.
Nicaragua? Okay, here it goes. Let me go ahead and put it down here because it's not on the list, Nicaragua. Right? What is your race? Is it white, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic Latino, or Spanish origin?
White.
Okay, white. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
That was. So here it goes. Now, in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The first one, your own future.
I have positive thoughts.
Positive? Okay. Now, what about the future of the planet?
Oh, I'm sorry. You cut out.
The future of the planet?
More negative.
Negative? Okay. Now, what about the future of the country?
Pretty negative as well.
Okay. Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Now, please rate the amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Probably a 6. I don't feel like it has a huge impact, but I don't feel like, you know, it doesn't have any.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? The first one, mental health. Number 2, healthcare, abortion access, gun violence, education, immigration, student loans, climate change, crime, racism and discrimination, national security, economic and cost of living. Which 3 of those?
Do I have to just pick one?
No, 3 of them, if you can.
3. Oh, okay. So out of those 3, I would say cost of living, healthcare, and...
Okay.
Next, probably discrimination.
Discrimination. Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah. Now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Is it improving or maintaining mental health, contributing to positive change in your community, work-life balance, improving or maintaining physical health, having or caring for children, hobbies and free time activities, caring for senior family members, your education, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, economic security and financial independence, or advance in your career? Which 3 of those?
Right now, well, I'm like in between 2, which is advancing my career, but I also have children, so I take care of my kids.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So that will be the only one, or you want to choose another one?
I mean, how many can I choose?
you can choose 3 of these too.
3? Okay. So those 2 are like the biggest ones. I think I'll just maybe those 2, and then probably like hobbies or hanging out with friends.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Now, which of the following traits are the most important to you, identity? You may choose up to 3. The first one, your hobbies or interests, being American, being young, your sexual orientation, being a woman, your spiritual religious belief, your profession, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend, your personality, being a member of your racial ethnic group. Which three of those?
I mean, being a mom is a big part of my personality, or my, you know, who I am, as well as my religion. And
okay.
So I think those two are probably the biggest ones. And then I would say just my personality in general, I mean, is who I am, so.
Okay. So that would be, let me see. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Now, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. The first one, pride, hope, dread, disappointment, sadness, happiness, exhaustion, anger, or frustration.
I would say disappointment and frustration.
Okay. Now, which of the following statement comes closest to your own opinion? The first one, statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government political system do not work effectively now that to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one?
Out of those, I would probably say B, just because of the current state. I mean, it's not doing the best, but I wouldn't say C just because there's always, you know, opportunities for development and change.
Absolutely. Now, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. The first one, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Number two, corporate money has too much influence. Number three, systematic racism. Number four, division and gridlock between political parties. Number five, too many old white men in power. Number six, politicians are out of the touch with the daily life of most of people. Number seven, the two-party system, and number eight, power-hungry politicians seeking control. Which one?
In order, it would be the that the politicians are out of touch with the people in their daily lives. The second would be the division between the political parties, just because neither one of them, well, out of all of them, they can't get along or seem to agree on anything, which makes it very difficult for the average American. And then... the first one, or the last one, I believe it was one of the first or second ones that you said. I can't remember.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Let me repeat it back to you. So the first one is not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Number two.
That one.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, how much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The first one, President Biden, do you think that makes a lot of effect on your life, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat, and I only say that because my husband is prior military, so he's a veteran, and, you know, decisions that he makes on veteran statuses definitely takes effect on our life, so yeah.
Okay, completely understand. And the second one will be your city government. Do you think that it takes a lot of effect on your life? Somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all. Not that I've seen anything that he does. I don't really think it takes a big effect.
And what about your state government?
Again, I haven't really noticed anything within my life that's been changed due to decisions they've made. So I would say currently not at all.
Okay. And what about the Supreme Court?
Also, again, not at all. Not that I've, you know, had to experience, like, maybe somewhat, just, again, going back on, like, the whole veteran status stuff.
Okay. And what about community organizations like nonprofits or grassroots coalitions?
Honestly, not at all.
Okay. What about the Congress?
Yeah, I would say somewhat as well, just because they do have a big thing and when it comes to stuff like that. Yeah.
And the last one will be ballot initiates, like proposed laws that the public votes on directly. You think that makes a lot of effect on your on yourself, like a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Thank you so much. Now, you will now hear some brief description of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, and et cetera. Now, the first one is, in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortions by overturning Roe v. Wade. Do you think that's very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all unmotivating?
And this is motivating, like, to act for change?
That is correct.
Honestly, because of my religious standpoint, me, that wasn't really motivating just because in my religion, abortion is against it. So it didn't really have too much of an effect on me.
Okay, so do you think that's somewhat unmotivating or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take care into consideration in admissions. Is that very motivating to you, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all?
Somewhat motivating.
Okay, and the next one, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ rights customers and deny them services. Do you think that's very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all?
Somewhat motivating.
And the last one, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 in relief for 20 million of borrowers. Do you think that's very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all?
I would kind of label that as well, somewhat motivating.
Somewhat, okay, thank you. Now, in your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make change that you want to see in the U.S.? The first one, contacting or attending an event with your elect representatives. Do you think that would be very effective? Somewhat, not very, but not at all.
I think that would be very effective.
Very, okay. And what about boycotting a company?
Yeah, I would say that would be very effective as well.
Okay. And signing a petition?
Yeah. Yeah, those are things that can be motivating to some people. So.
What about sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media? Do you think that would be very effective, somewhat, not very effective, or not at all?
I would say on that standpoint, I would say somewhat, just because, you know, people share different political views and not a lot of people want to share theirs to, you know, spare their family or friends feelings. So, yeah.
Okay. And what about attending a protest?
Yeah.
Do you think that would be effective, somewhat?
I think those can be very effective.
Okay. And what about volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Yeah, I would say that could be pretty effective as well.
Okay. And the last one, voting in elections. Do you think that would be very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not at all?
I feel like it could be somewhat effective because, you know, there's been a lot of debate on that.
Right. Okay, we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for staying on the phone with me. It means a lot to me and the company. No matter how frequently you vote in election, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers that people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describes which why you may not have voted in previous election. You may choose up to three. The first one, you didn't know enough about the candidates. Number two, voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Number three, you didn't know how or when to vote or register. Number four, your mailed-in ballot didn't arrive in time. Number five, you didn't think your vote would be counted properly. Number six, there was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Number 7, you did not have time to vote. Number 8, inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. Number 9, the candidates didn't represent your values. Which one?
I would say if I haven't voted in the past couple of years, it's mainly because of the mail-in ballots. You know, there's been a lot of delays in getting those. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. And you want to choose another one or just that one?
Oh, yes. Yeah, so that one, and then as well, I would say that some of the candidates weren't, you know, ones that I was interested in voting in, so I didn't. And also as well as I didn't think that my vote would get counted properly.
Okay. Oh, okay. So let me see here. So it says voting will come. Okay. Absolutely. Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in political system in the United States, like by voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives. The first one, right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, like the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying $0 in federal taxes. Now, the powerful few have always worked to break the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. Do you think that engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage a little more.
A little more, okay. The next one, the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan. Project to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, reported that we need to take actions within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of a catastrophe warning. We must continue to push measures like this for a liable and sustainable future. Do you think that engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
Engage a lot more.
A lot more, okay. Now, your voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBT, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history, and our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up hall of eligible voters by 2024. Now, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes, let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values. Do you think that we'll be engaged a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
I would say engage a lot more.
A lot more. And the last one, in 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that won't accept this attack on a right by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Do you think that we'll be engaged a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
By me, it would be, you know, engaged a lot less just because, again, where I stand on religious steps. But, I mean, just the general population, I'm sure that it is something that is very engaged in.
Okay. Now, what are the media sources that you check most of in new content? You may choose two. Is it Facebook, Instagram, international news outlets, a podcast, YouTube, local TV news station, news or informational articles online, Twitter, national TV news station, TikTok, or other?
I use a lot of TikTok, and I don't know if you already said it, but, like, Facebook as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose up to two. Is it business, finance, science, technology, music, government, politics, humor, memes, shows and movies, sports, health, beauty, self-care, hobbies, tips, or hacks, news, or current events? Which one?
So for me, it's usually news and memes.
Okay. So that would be
for the pick three. Yeah, new.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry, you said news and what else? I'm sorry?
Memes, the one you called memes, memes.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no worries.
But you did understand, right?
I understood, yeah, because, yeah, you're not the only one that calls it that, so it's okay.
All right, thanks. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
The highest school was high school.
Okay, so were you a graduate, diploma, or a
student? Yeah, I graduated.
Okay, now do you consider yourself one heterosexual, straight, two lesbian or gay, three bisexual, or something else?
Straight.
Okay. Now, are you married? Married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Married, okay. Now, are you or the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Republican, okay. Now, do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
I am a strong Republican.
Okay. Now, how will you describe your employment status? Are you working full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, or a student?
I work full-time.
Okay. Now, for whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
In 2020,
mm-hmm.
I voted for Trump.
Okay. Now, last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Is it less than $24,999, $25,000 to $34,099, $35,000 to $44,999, $45,000 to $54,999, $55,000 to $64,999, $65,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $84,999, $85,000 to $99,999, $100,000 to $249,999, or $250,000 or more?
Does that include with my husband or just me?
No, just let me see. What's your total? No, it is your family. It's your
my
husband.
My family.
Well.
Okay. So, because mm-hmm. I didn't work last year, that's why I was wondering.
Okay.
So, with him, just him, it was $180,000.
$180,000. So it will fall into the $100,000 to $249,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was the last question of my survey tonight. I want to thank you so much for being so kind and staying on the phone with me. This means a lot to me and the company, and I hope you have a great night and a safe week.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. I had a great fun. Thank you so much. Enjoy your day.
Bye. You too.
Bye. Bye.